Morning.
Morning.
First of all, I am very, very excited because today we passed a budget that is fiscally responsible, it strengthens our national defense, and it's really good for taxpayers. Most importantly, this budget that we just passed in the House today brings us one step closer to historic tax reform. That means more jobs, fairer taxes, bigger paychecks for Americans. Too long, the American people have been living under a broken system where they see too little of their own hard-earned dollars. They spend hours and hours, they spend dollars just doing their taxes. So much time and money is wasted just complying with this incredibly complicated tax code, only to be rewarded by having a big chunk of their income taken and claimed by the government. It's unsustainable. People really are struggling in this country. So many people are just living paycheck to paycheck. Families deserve a break. Single moms who live paycheck to paycheck deserve a break. Parents working to send their kids to college, they deserve a break. The guy who just got a job a couple months ago who was unemployed for many months, he deserves a break. That's what this tax plan is all about. Our tax reform plan invests in these people, in real people, because we really believe that families know how to invest their dollars better than the federal government. We believe that families need a break. Tax reform will help reignite the American dream. It will help bring us back to a place of confidence, freedom, happiness, a stronger, healthier economy. And this budget that the House just passed 20 minutes ago brings us closer to making that dream a reality.
Mr. Speaker, appreciated the slide last night, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with the other career. This one doesn't work out for you.
Yeah, if you've seen what I do to my two-year-old's hair, you'll know that's a bad strategy.
You have a bowl and you cut around it?
Yeah. Off tax for what the conference did earlier this week, starting what seemed like multiple investigations into elements of the 2016 campaign, into Clinton Foundation issues. There's been allegations that this is a partisan effort. This is an effort to distract. What's your sense of the end game here? And then one more, you had some strong words for the FBI earlier in the week about subpoenas related to the dossier issue. What are you willing to do if the FBI doesn't comply?
The point of these investigations is to find the truth and to make sure if things, if laws were violated or mistakes were made, they're not made again, and transparency is what gets you that. It is our job under Article 1 of the Constitution, the legislative branch of government, to conduct full and thorough oversight over the executive branch. That is a really important responsibility for Congress. This is why we're so frustrated to have learned through the media aspects about this investigation that we've been asking for documents from the FBI for months. And so since yesterday morning, the FBI got in touch with us yesterday afternoon, and they have informed us that they will comply with our document requests and that they will provide the documents Congress has been asking for by next week, and we expect the FBI to honor that commitment.
On tax reform, you guys did pass the final version of the budget, but more of your members voted against this version than voted against the original version that passed the House. Many of them from New York, New Jersey, those high tax states. What are you doing to ensure that you can get tax reform passed and to address their concerns?
Well, first, look at the big step we just took today. This was an enormous step in the direction toward getting comprehensive tax reform and tax cuts for middle-class families over the line, into law, done. So that is what, you okay? So this budget that we just passed, that is really important for getting tax reform done. The Ways and Means Committee will be putting out the specific plan very shortly, and they're going to work with all of our members to look at and consider and address their concerns. I believe that the Ways and Means Committee will be working with these members in particular to find a solution.
Earlier this week in an interview, you wouldn't guarantee that this tax bill won't raise the deficit. Can you guarantee that it will cut middle-class taxes?
The entire purpose of this tax bill is to cut middle-class taxes.
Chairman Brady said about the 401ks. He left the door open.
I'm going to leave it up to Kevin Brady and the Ways and Means Committee to tell you about the details because that's their job. They're writing the tax bill. So if you have any specific design or detail questions, I'd have to refer you to the committee. I used to run the committee. I didn't want leadership doing my job, so I'm gonna defer you to them.
On principle, though, do you agree with the president that these retirement accounts should not be touched as part
of? I agree with comprehensive tax reform, and I agree with giving the Ways and Means Committee the latitude they need to write their legislation. Again, remember what we're trying to achieve here. We're trying to achieve giving people a break on their taxes, making it easier for people to plan and save for the future. That's the whole purpose of this. There are many different ways of accomplishing that, and the Ways and Means Committee is working on that.
Another easy subject, on immigration. Can you clarify what you may have told conservative colleagues regarding whether...
Yeah, I noticed it was I was leaked incorrectly. So there no decision has been made about the timing and the nature of DACA, how it would be structured and when it will occur. There's this ongoing conversations. Yeah.
When a vote would occur?
Correct. Or how a vote would be structured. So there are just ongoing conversations occurring among all of our members about the various possibilities and how to address this situation. You know we're working on a DACA solution, right? I mean, there's no secret there. So we're working on a DACA solution. And I'll say it again, we want to work on a DACA solution in such a way that we don't have a DACA problem 5-10 years down the road. And that means we have to address border security and interior enforcement as a part of that. How and when we do that is an ongoing conversation that we're having. And so some selective incorrect leaks are not really a way to convey that message. We're talking with our members about all different kinds of solutions.
Earlier this morning, your office described the Tax Foundation as nonpartisan. Among its board is Bill Archer, Bill English, and the American Action Network president, Doug Holtz-Aiken.
Great economist.
You've taken your shots at the Tax Policy Center, which most people see as bipartisan because it includes staff people from both sides, including two GOP ex-CBO chiefs. Compare and contrast these two think tanks.
Yeah.
Why do you think one is nonpartisan and the other isn't?
I think, without going deep into the modeling, I think having a closed economy model that disrespects or disregards mobile capital flows doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I think there are some model flaws. I think Larry Kotlikoff and Alan Auerbach were phenomenal modelers, leaders in their field. The AK model is a model I used to work on when I was younger. The GGM model is their current model. I think they did a lot to poke holes in the TPC model. That's more wonky than you want to get into. I'd say the basic is they put a bunch of assumptions in their model, made a bunch of things up to come up with a conclusion that seemed to me overly partisan. When, in fact, those aren't the decisions that were made. That is my fault with the TPC model.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Over on the other side of the Capitol, there were some strong words coming from a couple of retiring senators, Republican senators this week, about the president and about his behavior and his style and temperament. Do you share any of these concerns, and particularly the concern raised by Senator Blake that he does not want to be complicit in the...
Here's what I think about all of this. First of all, Jeff Flake's a good friend of mine, and I think the world of Jeff Flake, and I wish him the best of luck into the future. And I think I put a statement out that more or less reflected that. I think he's a very good man who he helped us with earmark bans. He was a voice of fiscal restraint here in the House. But I don't think the American people care about that. You know what the American people want to see us do? Solve their problems. I don't think the American people want to see us up here yelling at each other. They want to see us fighting for them. The American people want results. And so that's what we're focused on. And I honestly believe the more unified we are in pursuing solutions that solve the American people's problems, that's what the people who sent us here to do. That's what they expect. We work for the people who elect us. Those are our employers. And so if we're calling each other names or calling each other out or saying things against each other, what does that do to help a working mom get ahead? What does that do to help a veteran get the health care he deserves? What does that do to help rebuild our military so that they're the strongest undisputed military in the world? What does that do to advance tax reform, which will give us faster economic growth and bigger paychecks? Nothing. That is why we need to stay focused on solving people's problems and on being concerned about their issues and moving this agenda forward, and that's what our focus is totally all about.
Last question.
Mr. Speaker.
I don't do the blurt out thing. Yeah.
Speaker,
somebody tell him about the rules later.
You often talk about tax reform being basically a series of hard choices, having to tell people no, special interests, et cetera, but the president has twice now panned pay-fors that are pretty big for Chairman Brady between the BAT, which you were a fan of, and the 401k issue. Are you at all concerned that this rollout next week, when you actually detail these tough choices, that he's not going to maybe like some of them and tweet something about it?
He's going to be in Asia, number one. Number two, no, I'm just kidding. That was kind of a joke. Just sort of joking on that one. No, I'm not, because we're working very, very closely with the White House on this. So as you know, with the Big Six, we work very hard on the parameters and the design decisions on what goes into this. The tax writers are working on the actual granular details on how to make this framework work, and we're working very, very closely with the White House so that there will be no surprises from our partners, you know, in the White House or in the Senate when we do this. Thanks a lot, everybody. Appreciate it.